You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Just going back to the Champions League draw, obviously winning the competition last season was huge for the club and for the way your players approach the game. But how big was that, was beating Real Madrid in itself? You know, in terms of the history of this club, how big was that moment for the mentality of your players and the mentality of the club?
It doesn't matter winning or no winning. Of course, help us for the club, for the fact that we have it. But face Real Madrid is always the tougher challenge. So nobody can deny it. So it's an exceptional club, and in these competitions control many things for the experience that they got in the past. So we made in the last years steps, and this is it. So it will be so difficult, and like what happened in the last season, will be moments for them, will be moments for us. As much longer we can keep our moments, we'll be closer, and after the decisions or the moment or whatever or what happened, we'll decide. So hopefully we can arrive in the best moment, the club and the mood, I think, will be there because the group of the players are incredible. And try to get a good performance in Madrid, try to bring a good result here, and with our people, try to do a good game.
Because I know previous managers to you, and I think you probably said it as well, that this club has everything in place to win the Champions League and be top club in Europe. The one thing that was lacking was the belief that you belonged at that level. Do you think that result, more than any other, established the fact that you are at that very top level? There's nobody above
To arrive in that level. So I said before, we play final, semi-final, final. When that happened, you have to, before, when we arrive, I said many times, so when I prepared the semi-final, no, last 16 against Monaco in the first season, we have the feeling for the vibes for all the club that I don't know, we are able to do it, you know. And I have to make that defeat and defeat against Liverpool and Tottenham, you have to live this experience. You know, we were new. We were completely new, you know, to have in the last stages, and we struggled to, you know, to go through quarterfinals, I think so, you know, never always quarterfinals. In the moment we got semifinals, we got finals and we were there. Sometimes you need process for the new clubs that we were in the last decade. We have been installed there in that position, and we want to continue there. So, but we compete not just Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, and even Milan when play, or Inter de Milan, or the elite clubs, PSG. PSG didn't win yet, but always have been there. So when you play against that clubs, you need time. We got the hierarchy had patience to give us a time to do it, and at the end, so we could be there, and we want to continue there. So, but knowing that, of course, Real Madrid is tough, but Barcelona would be in, and Bayern Munich or Arsenal or You know, any club, Atletico Madrid, you know, you saw the game second leg on with the passion and intensity against Inter de Milan I played. So this competition is really tough on opponents. So that's why I was, okay, which opponent is Real Madrid? Okay, so we're going to try again.
Hi, Pep. Just going back to Grealish, with the latest recovery from injury, has he treated it a little bit more differently this time? Has it been taking time a little bit?
Oh, he feels good. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Now we have that game, and after we have 2 weeks, like, he's going to work as good as heart and as clever as possible to, when come back, be ready. But the muscle is a muscle, like, it's not the, I would say, it's not hamstring. You know, it's another muscle. It's pectineus is in English? I don't know the name. So I know the name in Spanish, but not in English. It's a muscle the doctor said is not a big influence in the other one. That's why the recovery was quicker. That's why he came back against Luton quicker. But of course, he trained last 2-3 days really good. He feels good and positive. And of course, tomorrow maybe we need him, and especially these 2 weeks to work well. To when come back, we can have the jack that this season, unfortunately, we had a few times and can help us for the last part of the season.
Because how big is he going to be in the last few months of the season? Because it looks like the team is a better team when Grealish is in it and playing well. It gives you that balance.
Well, it will be unfair for his mate said with Jack is the better team because have not been almost all season. And we arrive tomorrow, have the chance to, well, always we dream, arrive until the last international break before the end of the season, be in no competitions. And tomorrow we will prove if we are able to do it. And we have done it, he helped us, but not like last season. So that's why the most important thing is recover well for that minor injury and take a good condition and help us if just in case we need him. But I'm not going to tell how important it is Jack. So of course it is. He is a lot. But he has to be, you know, ready and said, we play better, we worse without him. It will be unfair because there are a lot of players that fought incredible, you know, during the season to be where we are.
Can I just ask about the injuries in general this season? It feels like you've probably had more this year than you had last year. Is it the same?
Yeah, perfect. We had 5 months, Kevin and Thomas, but the rest, comparing other clubs, other teams, we're quite good again. We work really, really well again. Really good. It's impossible to have a season without injuries. But I don't have the feeling we had much.
It's a bit similar to what Jack was asking, but a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about Grealish, you said he's got this special quality for the team. Can you just elaborate on that a bit and what it is that he gives?
I think everybody knows how the quality from Jack. So he's not a new player in the Premier League for many years playing Aston Villa and here. He's an exceptional player for many, many things and has the ability to make a lot of extra passes. And when he's fit, not just extra passes, you know, dribbles and assists and sometimes goals. So, and he has to be fit and ready because the quality, the keep the ball and extra passes and make the team tighter and closer between each other, defensively, offensive, is really, really, really good.
And you mentioned you've not had his best level too many times this season. And I think you've talked about that quite a lot as well this season. Do you have a thought on why that is? Is it just injuries getting in the way?
No, have to be consistency in the trainings, consistency in the game time, consistency, no injuries. And after you get the best, when you have 1, 2, 3 weeks injured, you don't train as best in some moments. And after happen, so it's more difficult. He knows it. He knows it perfectly.
Martin?
Hi, Pep. The club put out some video this morning of you welcoming Arsene Wenger to the CFA. Was it last week sometime, I think?
Yeah.
How useful is it for you to sort of sit down and have lunch with somebody like him?
It was absolutely a pleasure. So it was what can I say for Arsene? It's like Sir Alex Ferguson, a legend for this. What he introduced in the English football was, in that time, was amazing. I think the legacy is still continuing in Arsenal, so... And came from representing UEFA to give some awards to the players could not get in the gala in the FIFA in the gala UEFA in the awards and after like we are a gentleman, we invite him to lunch, he didn't pay, so good wine, and yeah, it was nice. always is nice to share moments that we are not competition, we are not rivals, you know, to share these thoughts.
It was food from your restaurant, wasn't it?
Sorry?
It was food from your restaurant, is that right?
Or? No, it was here.
All right, okay.
Here.
Yeah.
You
liked it? You enjoyed it?
You have to ask him, but I think he didn't complain. But I don't know.
Just one more on the draw, Real Madrid draw. How much better has Jude Bellingham made Real Madrid as a team? How impressed have you been with what he's done there?
Obviously, the impact had been massive. So it's a different team from the last season with his influence. It's obvious. You have to try to discover what he does to control him.
Pep, hi. I want to connect the last week's game to the Real Madrid game. Last week, the first 45 minutes, it was great. You were in total control, but the first 15 minutes of the second half, the atmosphere changed, the game changed, and I think it was maybe a little hard to cope with the emotions in the game.
Here?
Sorry?
Last season here?
No, last week against Liverpool. I was in the game, so between 45 and 60, it was very emotional, and something changed in the atmosphere. And it was maybe a little bit harder for the players to cope. And I remember I was in the Real Madrid game in Manchester here as well, and it was one of the most dominant displays I've seen ever in my life in that level. Probably the first game will be very emotional in Madrid as well. Do you think this is something the team has to grow or learn? Is there something to be learned from the game last week?
Always you can learn. Yeah, you're right. But I give more credit for the quality of the opponents, what happened in Madrid or happened in Liverpool. So sometimes we adjust or we said they were not good. Why we cannot say they are so let aggregate against Prague team 12-11-2 or I don't know the result. So Liverpool have been since they are here a fantastic team, and what happened, we try to don't be in control like we were in long time of the game, but it happened and we could do less, but we knew it, so I never been in Anfield. And there's no team in the world that go on Anfield and during 90 minutes you are going to be like in Bernabeu, no? Or like here. So in Etihad, I never see a team 90 minutes control over us all the time. So in Liga can happen, in the Champions League happen quite often. So there are momentums, and how you behave in that momentums, defensively how you survive, and in a good moments how you can score goals. In that level, today in the modern football, you are not a team like every time is 180 minutes or 90 minutes, you will be there. The maturists have, suffered the last moments, and it was a moment like they were better in Anfield last week. There are moments that we were better in the beginning. In the last 10, 15 minutes, we were better, have the chances, but we had the chances. So, yeah, this is what is in this type level.
Pat, Jurgen said after the game last week that Liverpool, they'd never seen the set piece routine you did for the corner, you know, that John Stones scored from.
Never what?
They'd never seen you kind of do that corner routine before. I was just wondering how easy or difficult it is to keep coming up with these kind of new.
Yeah, we haven't done it before because it's the first time we did it. So you did it quite often, they will know it. But the guys who are specialists at that see or figure out one action and we apply it. And listen, every game we try to apply it, and that doesn't work. And that, fortunately, it works. But it's not because of them or we are. Sometimes happens. So don't give too much. But every game tomorrow, we're going to happen the same. Against Liverpool, Newcastle, we're going to figure out what we can do. When a corner's or free kick, we can punish them. Every club does against us, and every team try to do it.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.